Dr. Oga, who explained the government's determination to diversify the economy from petroleum dependence, urged illegal miners across the country to desist from sabotaging the nation's economy. He advised all miners to perfect their mining titles and declared that the federal government was already working on a law that would establish zonal courts where offenders caught without approval would be prosecuted and be jailed without option of fine.
Let everyone who is a miner try as much as possible and compulsorily work with the federal mines officers. Don't get involved in illegal mining, because there's a law that is coming, and that law is imprisonment, minimum of 2 years. There is no fine.
Dr. Oga explained that the stringent conditions attached to the law became necessary as the federal government was working towards using the nation's mining sector to diversify the economy through jobs provision and lifting of about 100 million Nigerians out of poverty. Dr. Oga also assured Nigerians that federal government was working to achieve synergy between officials of the Federal Ministry of Mines and Steel Development and other stakeholders to eliminate bottlenecks and double taxation. At the Mining Industry Stakeholders Interactive Session, representatives of the Ogun State Government and the Miners Association of Nigeria raised various issues, including overlapping functions, which has given rise to multiple taxation, among other challenges being faced by the stakeholders in the mining sector. Chief Shola Aikulola is the chairman of the Miners Association of Nigeria, Ogun State Chapter.
The association notes one of the ways to achieve this is by equipping the state federal mines office with increased funds and more staff. Propose a new environmental policy regulation to replace the current environmental impact assessment, which is way too capital intensive for SMEs in the industry.
The minister, during the working visit to Ogun State, was at the Ogun State Governor's office and also was on the facility tour of one of the leading cement factories at Ewekoro, where he promised to look into the issues affecting coal mining license revocation of the company and other concerns raised by the management of the facility. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.